All right. Thank you, Matt. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2:50 p.m. on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. This is a work session, a legislative discussion. We believe it will last approximately 1 hour. We'll see. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis, joined by Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk and Commissioner Randy Christman. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I don't either.
Commissioner Christman?
I do not, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Jack, I believe we'll turn it over to you and take it from there.
So at the end of one of our most recent meetings, I think it was Commissioner Christman said if anybody had any additional changes that they would like to recommend, to bring them and send them by us. And in the last 12 hours, I received a couple, and so I thought I would just quickly try to run them by all of you. And
thank you.
What happens when we say too much?
Right. So if you recall, there was the previously so wind facilities not previously sited. Said if they want to repower it, they have to subsequently get a site certificate, and that's one of the newer legislative items that we have. Generally, the wind industry has been supportive of that, but they would like some clarification definitionally on what repowering means, and so they did provide us some language for your consideration to put along with our legislation. And so I actually put this in the bill as a copy of what we were looking at. It's 49-2203. It'd be sub 11 repower definition. If you just want to take a moment to take a peek at that, it seemed pretty standard definition of repowering a wind facility.
I do have a question, Jack.
Sure.
Go ahead. I want to hold one, too.
Would it be beneficial? I think I brought this up before. You know, in terms of the definition of repower, is repower really more about how the federal government considers a repower of a facility because of the collection of PTCs? And would it be beneficial to have something just in terms of language consistent with the federal definition of repowering?
I would say, in my viewpoint, there'd be no benefit to doing it that way, just because our siting is completely unrelated regulatory framework from the financial side. So I would look at how this definition meets the goals and requirements of our environmental and welfare of the citizen viewpoint, as opposed to the cost recovery side of it. And so really what they were kind of focusing on this is they were ensuring that, well, we do maintenance or change out turbines to without any additional changes. We just want to ensure that you guys aren't just going to call that repowering and then force us to come back in and get a site certificate.
Blade replacement would be considered routine turbine maintenance.
A blade replacement. They would be able to do blade replacements if you look at sub C. However, that if it does not increase the turbine height or increase the generation output of the facility, then it would no longer, it would be not in repowering.
I think it's fair, you know, because they should not get hooked into something because they go fix something that's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important to involve motive in this, or on the second line of the underlined language, from the very last word to increase facility generation output? It seems to me that could be eliminated, and it would still say what I think this is intended to say, but with this language in, then is the argument, well, we increased the output, but we didn't do it to increase the output. We did it to increase the PTCs.
Sure.
And it seems like that's motive, and I think those handful of words could be removed.
It probably could, particularly since it's somewhat addressed in sub 3 as well.
Yeah.
Well, it seems, though, that to improve existing turbines' height does not include construction activities to improve existing turbines that do not increase turbine height or increase generation output of the facility. Because we will, if you take out that second one, what if they just replace them with the same height, but they generate more power? So do we not care then? Or how would that work?
Looking at the, what we're trying to get at with the Siting Act, I'm assuming that really you could increase the megawatts, megawatt level, as long as there's really not having any additional impacts.
Okay.
In the grand scheme. I mean, that's how I thought the commission was looking at it.
Okay. Repower means to completely replace turbine to increase facility generation output. That's the goal of repowering.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you, on another kind of potential, what if you replace, like I think they did recently, one of them, replace all the turbines?
Mm-hmm.
Did fewer of them, they were bigger, didn't generate increased output.
I think repowering? Well, the bigger is probably the key thing because that increases the tower height.
Okay.
So if you could probably take off, under this definition, I don't have all the terminology, but you could essentially replace the blades and the cell and with a new one that's probably functionally the same but technologically advanced and more efficient and not have to come in.
Because turbine height is just turbine height. It's not the hub or whatever. That gets changed when you... Rotor? Hub?
Rotor, yeah.
Which one is it? The one across. Rotor diameter?
There will be situations, and it did happen, that was what I was thinking too, where they went from 50 turbines to 43 or 44, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went with larger capacity turbines and stretched the blades out a little bit.
Sure.
The day may come where they don't make blades longer, but they make them a little wider. Yeah. A few inches wider. Seriously, it's about surface area, isn't it? Otherwise, look at airplanes, you know, when they were propeller airplanes, you know, as horsepower went up, you know, the propellers didn't get larger than the plane. They still had to take off and land, so they made wider blades. So it's not a stretch. And plus, then it might be easier to transport them that way, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't think it's a stretch at all. So you could have some very large projects, which that are, by federal standards, absolutely repowered, that we would say, you know, they don't qualify as, you know, a concern, which I'm not saying they should. I'm just
sure
pointing that out.
You mean by federal tax standards?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Why don't we just, I think we...
That's a federal term to me.
Could we fix it by saying under C, construction doesn't include construction activities to improve existing turbines if it doesn't or that do not increase the turbine height, blade size, or increase generation output? Just add blade size.
We could. I'm not sure how that ultimately works physically, but sure.
I think before this, in 49, isn't turbine height defined? And I think it's the height from the top of the blade to the ground when it's at its highest point.
Tip of the blade? Is that true?
Because that's what we use to define, like, 1.1 times the height of the turbine and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just
thinking. So I think that stuff's all defined in here earlier than what we have on the sheets.
Yes.
So we might be... I'm getting it confused with hub height, which is just the tower.
Right. That's the nacelle. Yeah.
But I guess to that extent, if you're saying blade size, that would encompass Commissioner Crosius's thought of surface size blade, if to the extent that that matters or to the extent that you have concerns on that.
I think if the diameter of the blade, now you're getting into a whole new... Everything in our siting laws involve the height. And I think it's simplest if we stick with that. And if I'm right, the turbine height is from the highest point in the rotation.
Sure.
to the ground, I think this pretty well covers it.
I was looking at the definition of turbine height.
I was going with your definition.
Might be in your book right there.
This is the wrong book.
Oh.
We're going to need more books.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess there is one thought, though, following along the line of what Julie said with her concerns to increase facility generation. I mean, hypothetically, they could decrease the facility generation of the site, mm-hmm. even though it does specify replace turbine equipment. So I'm trying to think of a unique...
Or they could keep it the same with fewer bigger turbines. But then the bigger ones would be, that would trigger this.
Bigger turbines would.
Yeah, I think you're right, Randy. I think it's the tip.
Yeah. As I recall, it is defined as up to the tip of the blade.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess, are we seeing that we need to change this?
If I had my druthers, I'd still take that motive out because I don't think it helps anything. Might just cause confusion, but I don't think it's huge. I'm not going to fall on the sword over it, that's for sure.
Is blade replacement considered routine, even though it doesn't occur every, 12 to 15 years or whatever the time frame is? I would imagine that's routine maintenance, that every 12 to 15 years you're going to have to replace the blades because they
seems like it is
wear out.
Sure. But if it doesn't increase the turbine height, do we care? And it doesn't increase the output?
I think there will eventually be, if not already, situations where they just go with fewer turbines and with a different style of blade to not increase height. Because, I mean, if there are enough restrictions, if they go beyond it, and I don't think there are either way, you know, except for having to come before the commission, but...
I might be reading this. It's interesting because it seems almost contradictory to have to increase facility generation output, but does not include construction activities to improve existing turbines that do not increase turbine height or increase generation output of this facility.
It's a double negative there. That's confusing.
Oh, gotcha.
This is Pat.
Mm-hmm.
The statute talks about height of the turbine. That is 49-22-05. Oops, I lost it now. Hang on. Okay, it's 49-22-05.1, number 4.
And what does that define, Pat?
It says height of the turbine, for purposes of this subsection, height of the turbine means the distance from the base of the wind turbine to the turbine blade tip when it is in its highest position.
Okay, great. So I don't know, from my perspective, this works.
So Jerry here, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
All right. you know, as they do turbine upgrades here, they usually put bigger blades on them. So I'm thinking that, you know, the height of the tower might be a more, you don't want them changing the towers out, or, but you're going to have to get an application every time they put turbine blades on, because they're just making them bigger these days. You get better output from the turbine.
And I don't think their goal here is to not have to come to us for that. Mm-hmm. I think their goal here is to make clear that in our requirements for them when they repower, that it just doesn't include them going out and fixing a turbine that's giving them trouble. And so I think this is really a pretty harmless thing.
And if they are, Jerry, my thought is if they are using different, bigger blades, then I think we do probably need to hear about it, because they could be impacting setbacks.
Yeah, they might get a little bit more shadow flicker or noise.
Yeah.
So that's all I had.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good on this?
I think so. I am.
I think it was a good discussion just about it.
So you guys like to leave the motive in there, the to increase facility generation output, or are you okay with removing that?
I guess to me, I see it as a positive leaving it in there, because it's another trigger. Like, if you're increasing your output, we need to hear from you. That's how I view it. And just to be clear and get rid of that double negative, I would probably change it to construction activities to improve existing turbines, unless the improvement increases turbine height or increases generation output at the facility. Because those double negatives are always so tricky.
So try to provide some clarification to get rid of the double negative in the sub C, and were there any other ones that I heard? I heard a lot of discussion. I didn't hear there's anything else that.
Randy, say yours again, why you thought that should come out, because it could allow them to do what?
Well, let's say you had one of these that really does a repower but doesn't want the obstacles that they're trying to prevent here.
Yeah.
And now they come and say, well, but the code says that it's if we did it to increase the facility generation output. And for us, that's just an aside. We're doing this strictly to get renewed PTCs. This isn't why we did these things, but we didn't do them to get more output. We did them to get more PTCs.
But if in the process you increase the turbine height or increase the generation output, you have to come forward. It doesn't matter if you did it just to get the PTCs.
I'm not so sure. I look at this and I say it's if it's to increase facility generation output. I just don't see why their motive is a factor in this. It seems like to me it says the same thing if you take that out.
To me, it's not a motive. It's a product. It's like what they did. They increased the turbine height or they increased their generation output.
What is that increases facility generation output instead of two?
Unless.
I mean, I don't think it's a likelihood anyways, so if we want to leave it in, I don't.
I think this is Pat, and I do understand what Commissioner Christman's thinking, and that who gets to choose what the motive was. and it could be a point of contention before the commission.
What about construction activities that result in increased turbine height? Unless it construction activities that don't result in increased turbine height or increased generation output, then they're excluded. Does not include construction activities that, unless it results in increased turbine height or generation output.
That results in increased facility generation output.
Something to that effect, yeah. Unless resulting in increased turbine height or increased generation output, something like that.
Now you know what it's like in legislative committees, except for there's like three or four times as many people sitting around playing semantics.
Yeah, and seeing it come from different perspectives completely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still, I mean, I'm done in terms of talking about this, but I still believe you're going to have someone from the wind industry that's going to be testifying, and they're going to talk about what repowering is. Federal repowering is different than our repowering, how we're defining it. So I think it'll be interesting to see what type of confusion, because we work with this all the time, and look at the discussion just now. Can you imagine, you know, a committee hearing where that, and then someone, you know, is going to say, well, you know, just to clarify, though, this definition of repowering that I'm talking about is different than the commission's definition of repowering, and then someone's going to probably wonder, well, what do you use the same word for then?
You really, I think, emphasize the importance of defining it, however we choose to define it, however the legislature chooses to define it, so that we're not burdened with whatever the latest IRS interpretation is.
Have you seen a definition from the IRS, Brian?
I'm just looking it up now because it just occurred to me. It's like, what if number 11, that's exactly out of their book except for the but does not include?
It would be interesting to see it. I do see what Jack's saying just in the standpoint of we're looking at environmental impacts and, you know, and the federal government. I don't know what they're looking at when they decide what to dole out the PTCs.
I think we need our own definition for citing.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at the whim of every time the IRS changes their mind.
I can't imagine we'd ever be looking at what the IRS does for making our determination. Mm-hmm. But
so we got about 7 more pages here.
Yeah.
So
we're poking today.
I guess the direction I have is to, I'm going to probably reach out to the people who provided this to me, find some agreeable changes and follow the same direction I received on the last one.
If I was you, I would redraft it how you think and then say, run it by them, make sure it doesn't completely.
And to the extent that, again, I've been delegated the authority, I'll go forward with it if I don't hear any concerns from the commissioners. Okay. Thanks.
Jack, you have a nice full head of hair. I hope you can keep it working with us.
America's proud. just don't screw
Jack
it up.
Jack will be bald by the end of the legislative session.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's just easier in life. Yeah. I don't have to worry about any hairstyle.
Yep, as my
head. Think of the past.
As my father would say, make me proud, just don't screw it up.
I had way more hair than that when I started.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, moving right along.
All right, so in this other one, and I apologize, Molly Smith provided this to me, the language for carbon dioxide storage facility underground equipment. And she probably provided a memorandum, but from the time I received that to this moment today, we've been pretty much nonstop moving. But there were some concerns.
We're done with the rest of all this? The rest of this is all the same. We've already gone through. Yep.
So let's move on to the next one.
This was more new changes.
Nope. Okay. All right.
So what page are we?
Now we're just looking on the one with number 7 on it.
Page 4, the fourth page.
This would be added into the citing bill that we have.
Oh, okay. Okay. So now I'll go back to Molly. Sorry. Sure.
So Molly Smith, which I'll subsequently provide you the memo as well, she provided a memorandum late last night, and there's some concerns with the industry, and essentially what's happening is there's carbon dioxide underground storage. And so there's some concern that there is not a definition in the Siting Act that would exempt flow lines to those underground storage sites that are non-pressurized, shorter distances, and before it gets pumped down into the ground. And there's a little bit of contradictory language with the overlap between the Industrial Commission as well as the PSC's authority on this. Based upon the description when I was discussing with her, I didn't find it to be something that we normally would have any concern of whether that would be something that would be cited under normal circumstances. However, again, what we're sure about is not what investors who are looking to do such things are sure about when they're looking at our statutory framework. And so I asked if she would be willing to provide us some sort of language to consider for the purposes of our current legislation. And she provided us a draft, which as it currently is, I just tossed it as sub 4. It ultimately would be moved in a different spot and renumbered. But it essentially says a gas or liquid transmission facility means any of the following. This does not apply to. This is an exemption from that. Carbon dioxide storage facility, underground equipment, including a flow line subject to 3822. 3822 is the carbon dioxide underground storage chapter that's regulated by the Industrial Commission. And so when I was looking through it, I didn't see any concerns from my standpoint, but I didn't know to the extent that the commission would like to add this to their legislation.
I don't have any concerns.
No concerns in my end.
Okay.
Good to go.
That was shockingly easy.
Easy.
It sounds good. So I'll plan on then adding this to our siting bill, and the one with 4922 and 4922.1, and submitting that.
Perfect.
Okay. It was easy, but only because it was Molly. Wow, you too, Jack.
And this other one that we talked about longer, that goes, is that going to be a part of the bill that has to do with the two that we separated out from the other siting things specific to wind, right?
The entirety of the bill you have in your hands right now.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Does that cover everything?
Sure. One last item. It'll be short. Yesterday, I know you directed staff and Brady, Casey, Todd to work on that. I just want to make sure that was the intent to have that as part of agency bill, or was that intent to work with them to provide language for the Petroleum Council to bring forward as legislation?
I think as we talked about it, it fit well with what we're already doing.
Sure.
Or kind of naturally. So initially I thought the industry should do it, like when we first started talking about this last week,
okay,
2 weeks ago. But I'm comfortable doing it with ours if we can come up with something.
Okay.
Have they provided you enough information to do it in a timely manner, or are we just burdening you with absurd amounts of work?
I think it may be able to get done before then, but I guess maybe my suggestion would be if we can get together something before then, before Friday, maybe we can add it in if they're comfortable with that. If not, then they could carry it. But I know they did discuss having it, someone to bring it down and champion. And that's one reason why I bring it back up. So I if it really was the intention of us to do it as opposed to a legislator, I just want to make sure, because I wasn't abundantly clear when I was thinking about it yesterday that we wanted any sort of role except for assistance.
I thought Brady indicated finding a legislator to carry the bill.
Okay. That's right. I'm glad you brought that up. I put that out of mind. But yes, I think that was the plan that was worked out, but you're going to assist them in getting something.
Sure. Yes, and we'd be advisory in nature, and they would find a legislator to
And I know they've already provided, there are some drafts that have gone around already, but that's the reason why I brought it up. I just want to make sure that, as I recall, that we were not the ones who were going to be doing it, but I wanted to make sure that my recollection was correct.
Ultimately, does it get moved into ours anyway, so?
Commissioner Christman would be best to speak to that. It could.
It's always sort of clumsy when you're dealing with the same stuff in the same areas. Yeah. Especially if we add this. This is the wind stuff. That's separate, but I don't know.
Part of why I wanted to keep these more controversial, potentially wind things out of that more housekeeping one. But I would say it's unlikely that they will merge this bill in with ours, in that this bill is going to be sponsored by a legislator. And, you know, if there's pride of ownership or something, they're probably less likely to do that.
Sure.
Now, if it's the same sponsor, then they're more likely to do it.
It just flows. I'm just thinking about the hearing process and everything else when we're talking about the siting bill and get everybody thinking about the changes to it. We've got the waiver, or what are we calling it? Waiver, temporary waiver language.
Variance.
Yeah. Variance. And a few other housekeeping things, right, in the siting bill.
There are a number of changes.
Yeah, I don't know.
For one thing, our bill will probably be up in the first couple weeks of the session, first few weeks of the session, and whoever sponsors this probably won't get it in until the last few days before their deadline. And so ours will be, you know, potentially moving forward or dying before they even take up the other one. And it's more likely for them to get merged when it's the same sponsors.
Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering what's easier to have, like, a good discussion of the good discussion of it. But 4922, where is that? I'm just looking at. Do you remember where the reprint is?
It's 22.1, 15 or 16. Probably 15.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Because isn't it fairly simple, Jack? I mean, isn't it just taking out a word?
I was working with Pat and Casey and Brady, and there are more changes to it than just the word after everything was all said and done. But I guess... You know, I think hypothetically you probably could get a draft put together before Friday, but if you're comfortable with it and it sounded like they wanted to take the prerogative, I would probably be very comfortable if they wanted to continue to discuss it to make sure and bring it forward separately as well.
Why can't we? Okay, now that we're here and sure. Talking about this. The language reads, before, during construction, a utility without any action by the commission may adjust the route of a gas or liquid transmission line within the designated corridor if, before conducting any construction activities associated with the adjustment, the utility files with the commission certification supporting documentation that blah, 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 blah. Why isn't it as simple as saying, taking out that before conducting any construction activities associated with the adjustment? Why can't it just say that they can adjust the route of a gas or liquid transmission line within the designated corridor if the utility files with the commission certification supporting documentation that blah, 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 three things? Why is it more complicated than that?
I would have to put in front of me in the current draft that we already put passed back and forth two drafts already. So there were multiple changes. I think there were items in the subs moving into past tense. Having filing with us, there was a concern of, well, when does that have to occur? And so we were looking at providing a before the end of construction or within a reasonable times.
Okay. Well,
so there are numbers.
Pretty simple, though.
To be honest, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think they're overly complex, but I also don't think it's something that most people are just looking to rush through either.
And I tell you, we've been through this stuff for quite a long time, and to now just simplify things because it's maybe more correct grammatically or because it flows better, I think that risks missing something that has been worked on and viewed by a lot of people and agreed upon. I think we should leave it.
Leave what? We're talking about changing that. That's what we've already agreed to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we've talked about how to change it, and weren't you just talking about changing it in a different way and simplifying something?
No, we haven't seen language yet. They haven't sent it to us. I was just wondering why it was so confusing, why it took so long, when really there's just kind of
I thought you were changing,
wanting
to change something that we had.
Uh-uh.
Okay. Because I didn't know where you were getting the blah, blah. I didn't have
that was century code. You didn't recognize blah 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 as century code.
No.
All right.
No, that wasn't the bill I wrote.
Fit.
So, I'll make sure I reach out to Brady and just clarify that we were intending to.
Have them do it.
Not carry forward. Right. And if they have if they thought differently, then to let us know.
Sounds good.
Sorry for taking up so much of your time today.
Well, Jack, all I can say is I'm just sorry. So it's been one heck of a day. Okay, thanks, everyone.
The kids, if we would take Julie's phone away, these meetings would go faster.
the phone isn't the trouble.
Thank you.